Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart. This show isn't just for young filmmakers. It's for any indie filmmakers trying to go big in the film industry, or if you're just someone really interested in how the filmmaking process works out, or that a 14-year-old has a podcast and he's lecturing you about how to make movies. So let's get it on to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. As you probably know by now, this episode is on The Office, a mediocre paper company in the hands of Scranton, Pennsylvania branch manager Michael Scott. This mockumentary follows the everyday lives of the manager and the employees he manages. The crew follows the employees around 24/7 and captures their quite humorous and bizarre encounters as they will do everything it takes to keep the company thriving. This series stars Rainn Wilson as Dwight Schrute for 188 episodes, John Krasinski as Jim Halpert for 188 episodes, Jenna Fischer as Pam Beasley for 188 episodes, and Leslie David Baker as Stanley Hudson for 188 episodes, as well as Brian Baumgartner as Kevin Malone for 188, Angela Kinsey as Angela Martin for 188, Phyllis as herself for 188, Kate Flannery as Meredith Palmer for 187 episodes, Creed Bratton as himself for 180, Oscar Nunez as himself for 177, BJ Novak as Ryan Howard for 168, Mindy Kaling as Kelly Kapoor for 161, Ed Helms as Andy Bernard for 152, Paul Lagerstein as Toby Flenderson for 141, Steve Carell as Michael Scott for 140, Craig Robinson as Daryl Philbin for 120, and Ellie Kemper as Aaron Hannon for 102 episodes. And now time for some facts. John Krasinski and BJ Novak went to high school together. They went to Newton South High School in Newton, Massachusetts, and they both graduated in 1997. They were even on the same Little League baseball team. When John Krasinski, Jim Halpert, got the role of Jim, the first thing he asked the casting director was, did Jenna Fischer, Pam, get the role? Similarly, when Jenna got the job, the first thing she did was ask the casting director was about John getting the role. The computers on the Dunder Mifflin office set were wired for the internet. Cast members admitted that when they were in the background of scenes, they were often checking their emails and surfing the net. The show had to stop production in November 2007 because of a writer's strike. Steve Carell, himself a WGA member, supported the writers and refused to cross the picket lines, even for non-writing duties. Carell went so far as to call in sick to the network on the first day of the strike, citing a case of enlarged balls as the reason he wouldn't come in. Jenna Fischer, Pam, and Angela Kinsey as herself are best friends in real life. Rainn Wilson originally auditioned for the role of Michael Scott before being cast as Dwight Schrute. A pilot for a Dwight-centered spin-off called The Farm was shot, NBC passed, and the pilot eventually was aired as part of the final season. Steve Carell only watched a few minutes of the British version before permanently stopping such viewing because he did not want to copy Ricky Gervais' performance as the office manager. John Krasinski, on the other hand, was an avid viewer of the show. Some of the video used in the opening theme song, specifically the exterior shot of the building, was taken by John Krasinski and his friends in their Jeep. John had just gotten the part and was coming out for shooting. Paul Lieberstein's role as Toby Flenderson was meant to be a one-time appearance since Lieberstein had never acted before and never actually wanted to because of his quiet, reserved personality. However, NBC president Kevin Riley saw the episode where Toby appeared and reportedly said, "That red-haired guy is terrific. We should see more of him." Toby then became a recurring character, and the cast and crew have repeatedly lavished praise on Lieberstein's acting abilities, and he's allowed the role to expand somewhat while remaining abashed by the attention it's brought to him. Notably, Toby has no or few lines in the story presence in any episode that Paul Lieberstein himself writes or directs. In Season 1, Episode 4, The Alliance, Michael asks Pam for upcoming birthdays and she tells him that there are none coming up until the next month, and the next person on the list is Meredith. In Season 4, Episode 11, Survivor Man, Angela tells Jim it is birthday month after Creed is Oscar's turn and Meredith is at the end of the month. In the kitchen, a no-smoking sign is on one of the cupboards, and it has 6404.5 underneath. 6404.5 is the California Labor Code for smoking in the workplace. This series takes place in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Although everybody who works at Dunder Mifflin is used to the crew of cameramen and boom mic operators, few people outside of the office would be. Yet most people act unaware of their presence, whether they are walking into the office or if the camera crew follows members of the office somewhere, such as into a crowded restaurant, school, or other offices. Most people's natural reaction would be to look directly at the camera or what is being filmed. Now time for some quotes.
cage matches, yeah, they work. How could they not work? If they didn't work, everybody would still be in the cage.
All right, who did this? I'm not mad. I just want to know who did it so I can punish them.
I regret my actions. I regret offending my coworkers. I pledge to bring my best spirit of honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness, is that even a word? Into the workplace. In this way, I can truly be a hero. Signed, Daffy Duck.
Security in this office park is a joke. Last year, I came to work with my spud gun in a duffel bag. I sat at my desk all day with a rifle that shoots potatoes at 60 pounds per square inch. Can you imagine if I was deranged?
This is a simple acronym, HERO. At Diversity Today, we believe it's very easy to be a hero. All you need are honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's not all it takes to be a hero.
Okay, well, what is a hero to you?
A hero kills people that wish him harm.
Okay.
A hero is part human and part supernatural. A hero is born out of a childhood trauma or out of a disaster and must be avenged.
Okay, you're thinking of a superhero.
We all have a hero in our heart.
I never smile if I can help it. Showing one's teeth is a submission signal in primates. When someone smiles at me, all I see is a chimpanzee begging for its life.
People say, oh, it's dangerous to keep weapons in the home or the workplace. Well, I say, it's better to be hurt by someone you know accidentally than by a stranger on purpose.
In the wild, there is no health care. In the wild, health care is, ow, I hurt my leg. I can't run. A lion eats me, and I'm dead.
That's what she said.
And that's all for today's episode. Thank you for watching or listening. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or all major podcasting platforms, and let me know if I should keep doing more video, audiovisual podcasts too, because this is my first one. This is episode 7 of my podcast in total, but episode 1 of the audiovisual ones. That's all for today. Thank you for listening and watching, and here's my outro. If you like this episode, then listen to more every week on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts by searching for the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. If you want to contact us, then our phone number is 775-842-5051. Email us at coltonurquhart@gmail.com or visit our website, sudokuproductions.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week.